Maybe. Was Anshe Kartoffel as famous as those other shuls?
Well, after what happened when my cousin Lemuel had his bar mitzvah there, it became so famous it was written up in all the newspapers.
It was? But Zadie, what could have possibly happened at your cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah?
Oh, cousin Lemuel's bar mitzvah was truly an amazing event. Yes, I can still remember Mama inviting Golda and neighbors in the tenement apartments next door to us.
Did she mail them invitations, A.D.?
Mail them invitations? With stamps costing 2 cents apiece? She invited them the good old east side way, through the kitchen window.
Through the kitchen window?
Of course, Ellie. That's how all the news traveled on the Lower East Side, from one kitchen window to the next.
Mrs. Pitkin! Yoo-hoo! Mrs. Pitkin! Are you home? Oh, you're not home, Mrs. Pitkin.
I'm not home, Mrs. Himmelstein.
You can't fool me, Mrs. Pitkin. I can see the lights on in your kitchen, so I know you're home. Tell me, Mrs. Pitkin, how's your daughter and son-in-law from Brooklyn? The ones who just had the baby.
I, a canara. Already he's sleeping through the night.
Oy, that's so unusual for a new baby, Mrs. Pitkin.
Baby? What baby? I was talking about my son-in-law, Mrs. Himmelstein.
Oh, but of course, Mrs. Pitkin.
It's none of my business. But since when can you afford a new radio, Mrs. Himmelstein?
Radio? What radio, Mrs. Pitkin? Who said we had a new radio?
Well, then what's all that funny noise I keep hearing coming out of your apartment?
Oy, that's my nephew Lemuel practicing the linen for his bar mitzvah with Hyman. You know, it's only 4 weeks from this Shabbos zum Guten, and now he's really got to work at it every night.
Oy, a canara! He's got a voice, canoy, like a bird.
Lemuel's parents asked me to invite all my neighbors to the bar mitzvah, so I hope you'll come, Mrs. Pitkin. It's at the little shul where Hyman davens, Anshe Kartoffel on Broom Street.
Isn't that the place without the radiator?
No, they have a radiator. It just doesn't give any steam. And by the way, my brother-in-law, Lemuel's uncle Isidore from the Bronx, is gonna be the chazan for Musaf. He's also here practicing.
Really? Oh, he's got a golden voice. And I hear the way he does Chazoris HaShnaps. Fragnish.
But Zadie, why didn't your cousin Lemuel and Uncle Isidore practice at home?
Oh, where they lived in their houses, it was too crowded and noisy. So they came to our place where it was nice and quiet.
Who's there?
It's me, at the super front of the building, Mr. Garamucci.
Oh, come in, Mr. Garamucci, come in. Can I help you?
Hello, Mrs. Himmelstein. You know, I work very hard to take care of this building every day. You know about it,
don't
you?
Oh, of course, Mr. Garamucci, of course.
And then at night, my wife, she make for me some supper. She make some pasta. But when I sit down to eat my pasta, this kid in your apartment, he start to sing so loud. My papa, it's a pasta. My papa, it's a pasta. My papa, it's a pasta. I can't eat my pasta. He makes so much noise. I can't sit down to eat. Miss Amosino, what should I do? What am I?
I'm so sorry, Mr. Garamucci.
And there he goes again. My papa, it's a pasta. My papa, it's a pasta. I can't eat my sofa.
Please, please, Lemuel, a little lower. Habrach Mames.
Yeah.
And then this guy, this summer guy in your apartment, I don't know who this is, but he sings so loud, Yamo, Yamo, every night. He sings Yamo, Yamo. I can't eat my supper, Miss Himmelstein, because of this Yamo. I don't know what
oh,
this means, Yamo.
Mr. Garamucci, I'm so sorry. It's my brother-in-law, Isidore. Isidore.
Yamo.
Isidore.
Yamo.
Isidore.
Yamo.
Isidore.
Yamo.
my supper is because it's yamo.
Mr. Kalamuti.
Oh, there it is again. It starts to sing again. My papa eats a pasta. My papa eats my hen. I can't. My wife, she asked me, her friends, why I don't eat your supper? Because
it's a little bit of
Mr. Kalamuti, what seems to be the problem? Can I help you? Hey, Mr. Himmelstein, because it is a guy singing yamo, yamo, I can't eat my supper because it is a yamo. What am I? And this is my papa. There he goes again. My papa. It's a pasta. My papa.
I'll try and quiet down.
Down, Mr. Galamucci. I'll do it. Okay, I have my wife. Is she telling me why you don't eat your supper? Why?
But Zadie, what was the great event that happened on Lemuel's bar mitzvah that you started telling me about?
Oh, yes. I was just getting to that part. As a matter of fact, it was on that Shabbos morning, exactly 4 weeks before Lemuel's bar mitzvah, that all the trouble began.
Trouble? What trouble, Zadie?
Well, davening was almost over, and all we could think about was the nice hot cholent waiting for us at home. Suddenly the door burst open and in walked an official-looking man holding a fancy paper. Behind him are his two very big construction workers, shaped like Oig Melech Abortion's baby brother. They walked right over to Papa and Mr. Gnuckshine, the Gabbai and Shabbos of the shul.
How are you? My name is Mr. Osborne. I'm an official for the housing department of the city of New York, and I'm proud to announce
that... Hey, one second. Admitting the davening, admitting the reading, you call me the machad reader. What is this? You're calling this a der heretz? Zugmech. You roof this on a der heretz. You're calling this?
How are you? My name is Mr. Osborne. I'm an official for the housing department of the city of New York.
Excuse me, sir. I'm Hyman Himmelstein, one of the members of the synagogue. Can you explain to me what this is all about? What's going on? Could you tell me about it, maybe?
How are you? My name is Mr. Osborne. I'm an official for the housing department of the city of New York.
I don't care where you was born. You can't come in to shiel in mitten the davening in machna gerida. What's it? You come in here.
Please, let him Mr. Gnuckshine, let him finish. He may have something very important to tell us. Could you maybe continue what you are saying, sir?
How are you? My name is Mr. Osborne. I am an official for the housing department of the city of New York.
We know that about you already. Could you maybe get to that point and tell us why you came? We would like to find out.
Hyman, why are you still in shul? The Shabbos guests are getting so restless. And who are these gentlemen?
How are you? My name is Mr. Osborne, and I'm an official for the housing department of the city of New York.
Hold it. I'll tell you what's happening. Hold 1 second. The city is tearing down all the buildings on this block, including this one, to make room for a new housing complex. You've all got 4 weeks to clear this building out.
Oh, it can't be.
Oh, no, it can't be.
How is
that possible?
Excuse me, sir. 1 second. Excuse me, sir. There must be some mistake. We've been praying in this synagogue for many years.
Well, you're going to have to find another place to pray. Because this is no mistake. The city sent you 5 notices of eviction, which you didn't answer. In exactly 4 weeks from today, we're gonna demolish this building and whatever's in it. So you better remove all your valuables before then. If you want to keep them.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon. Mr. Osborne, is this true? Can you explain what's happening? What does this all mean? Tell me.
How are you?
Oh, not again.
My name is Mr. Osborne.
I know already what you're
doing. And I'm an official for the housing
department.
I'm an official. I'm an official for the housing department.
It's going to be torn down, and in 4 weeks' time, I don't care.
Oh, Zadie, How could it happen? How could they think of tearing down a shul? What did everyone do then?
Well, at first, no one said a word. No one moved. And suddenly, everyone spoke at once.
Wow, I can't believe this. What's going on? It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Mr. Genugshine, what happened to those 5 notices of eviction that the city sent?
Oh, you mean those fancy-schmancy letters that said notice of a vacation? I threw them in the garbage. Why do I need a vacation? Look, Mich, I need a vacation. Look, Mich.
No, not a vacation. Eviction. In 4 weeks, they're throwing down the shul. Then what are we going to do now?
May I make a suggestion? Maybe we should first all go home to our families and eat some very well-done cholent. The head doesn't operate when the stomach is empty. And besides, let's not forget that today is still Shabbos.
Oh, Zadie, you must have been miserable that Shabbos.
I guess you could say we were all in a state of shock. All except my little sister Faga, that is.
Mama, why has she and Manny not look happy?
Because, Faga, dear, they're tearing down the shul.
Ooh! Heshy and Manny tearing down the shul? Could I help them?
No, Mamala. You don't understand. I mean the city.
Ooh! Heshy and Manny are tearing down the city? Could I help them?
No, no, Fagala. It's people from the city who are coming in 4 weeks who... I just thought of it. Hyman, children, do you realize what's supposed to be happening at Anche Kartoffel in 4 weeks?
Cousin Lemuel's Bar Mitzvah!
But Zadie, couldn't anyone think of something to save Anche Kartoffel? Couldn't you do anything?
Well, for a whole week, the Anshei Kartoffel, Chevre Mishnayis, and Freelon Society met every night. But things just seemed to get worse.
Mr. Farzamold, have you received an answer from the building department yet?
Yes, in fact, I have it right here. And I'll be proud to read it. Here it is. To the Chevrolet Machinios of Anche Kapoodle. They spelled it wrong. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Our plan to demolish all the buildings in the area must continue as planned. It is too late at this time for any changes to take place. Most sincerely yours, the Planning Board and Building Department of the City of New York.
Oh, no, this is worse than ever. What are we going to do? Oh, no.
I say that we should take the Sefer Torah, the Near Talmud, the Sedorim, and find a different place to daven. There's no way you could save Anche Kartoffel. You just can't find City Hall.
Yeah,
he's right.
There's no way
you could do it. They're going to take the building down anyway.
No, my friends. Anche Kartoffel is where our grandparents davened. After going through Ellis Island, the first place they came to was right over here.